Choose love. He must become more important while I become less important. John chapter 3, verse 30. Let that roll around in your mind for a moment. Does it encourage or discourage you? Some people have an issue even thinking that someone is more important than themselves. They are pious and self-righteous. They don't need anyone else to make a success of their lives. Another group thinks themselves so worthless, they wonder why God wastes good air on them. Both groups are being led by the enemy, who tells one he doesn't need a savior, and another that she isn't good enough for a savior. Both are lies that keep people in the dark, hiding their hearts from God. Do you fear what will become of you if you let someone else guide the direction of your life? Do you realize there are only two choices? One just invades you, while the other invites you. If you think your life is going fine and you don't really need Jesus, you're too busy being you, building your own kingdom. Newsflash, you are not being led by Christ. That attitude will never get you to God's kingdom. If sadness and depression are keeping you away, you need Jesus to help you overcome the wickedness of negativity. It's another powerful weapon of the enemy that only the Lord of Light can break through to redeem you for himself. When you give your heart to Jesus, he begins a transformation within you. You won't be the same, but don't be frightened. Jesus will build a better you. He will teach you ways you never knew: patience, love, endurance, inner strength, etc. He will teach you to become more like him, to do things you never dreamed of. It is not to shine the light on you, but God. He loves you fully, and he sent his son through hell so you won't have to experience it. What a slap in the face it is to him for those who refuse to accept Jesus. If we elevate Jesus, he will elevate us, but Satan will crush and destroy his people. They both want you, but not because they both love you. Choose love.